This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case for loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So sorry I missed you guys. I had a couple days off, not because I wanted to, you know, be away from you guys, because I really, really like doing my show, and there's been a lot of news coming up, a lot of stuff going on, but because I had a work retreat. And how many of you guys have ever been on a retreat for work? It's kind of fun. It is. You first dread it, you know? I've been doing this now for a few years, and usually you dread it because you're like, wait a second. Okay, I have to be now at work, not in my office, where I can have my computer on and my solitaire going and my Candy Crush. I have never paid attention all 8 hours at work. And so it's a little intimidating. Whenever there's a retreat, it's intimidating. And also, you're not hiding in your cubicle or hiding in your office. You are now out in the open. So if you pick your nose, if you answer a text, if you giggle at a funny joke, your boss or bosses can see. Now, what was very interesting is my boss, the big boss, actually brought his mother. Now, when I first saw that, she's a real lovely lady. But, yeah, you know, the anxiety. Because what that means is, you know, mommies have mommy hearing. They have mommy vision. So I'm thinking, okay, I've kind of learned how to navigate around my boss. All right? I've learned how to navigate around him. So I know when he's looking or when he's listening or when he's, I know. So I, in the very first few minutes of the retreat, figure out where to sit and how to do what I need to do, you know, so I'm not technically in the eye, right, or in the line of vision. But then he brought his mom, and his mom, I was already on the radar before she even came into the room. Why? Because mommies know who are the troublemakers. They could pick them out. So what I decided to do is I decided to meet the mom. I was like, I might as well make friends. Because there is no way I am going to be on my best behavior during the retreat. There was no alcohol or anything. It's just, I mean, I just can't sit for 8 hours and act like I'm paying attention doing work. I just can't do that. Don't tell my boss. Yeah, I just can't do that. So, well, no, but radio, but listen, radio's only a few hours a day. That I could do. So my radio boss is like, oh, wow, you know, she's like employee of the year. I hope I'm employee of the year. I don't know, GCN Network really does need to do an employee of the year, but I don't think they're gonna pick me. They'll probably pick Manny. I know, and I'll wrestle him for it. It's okay. Manny deserves it. If I'm gonna lose, I don't mind losing to Manny. But for this other job I have, where I teach at a university, no. I mean, it's difficult. So I'm on my really good behavior for the first 10 minutes. Then 15 minutes, right? And then I sit next to one of my buddies. And he's funny, too. So he makes a joke. Then I make a joke. Then we make fun of somebody else at our table. Love the guy, but he's just fun to make fun of. So now it's getting funnier. So here they are, up in front, talking about statistics and student graduation, you know, and all the statistics stuff, right? And here we are in the back, like this. Ha! <That's funny. laughs> Okay, and so of course, whoever's up front is like, okay, the slide is that funny. What's so funny? We're like, oh, no, it's a good slide. It's a good slide. Very good. Really good. Then that person gets us back. We're throwing raisins. Apparently, they serve raisin bran. So we had raisin bran. They serve some nice food. There's raisin bran, so we're throwing raisins at each other. We're trying to hold our mouths open to catch the raisin. And lo and behold, boss man sees. And so, I mean, the reason why I don't like retreats is even though they're fun and you get a lot done and you look at, you really, you know, kind of get a feel for what's going on at work, it is very, very risky in terms of job security. Because I just don't behave very, very well. So, now, but that's not the other thing that happened this weekend. The other thing that happened this weekend is my baby, Brock, he passed his driver's permit, so he's starting to drive. Now, what's very interesting about the DMV is, okay, the DMV doesn't get HIPAA or the privacy that we have throughout our internet or medical fields or whatever. And so my son had failed his first permit test. He didn't take it seriously. Smart kid. He's an A student. He just didn't take it seriously. He had finals. Like, I'm just going to take it. So he didn't pass. So you would think when you go to the DMV, they'll keep that on the down low. We go up to the window. Is he taking it for the first time or is this a retake? Well, it's a retake. What? Is it a retake? Yes, it's a retake. Then the next window. Okay, are you this kid that has to retake his driver's permit? Yes. So everybody's looking and they're looking. I'm like, okay, sorry, boy. Then it came time to pay. And the other person up at the, because you go through 5 or 7 different counters at the DMV. Then he's like, okay, because this is just a retake, is this your first retake or your second retake? It's my first retake. What? It's my first retake. Okay, so you only have to pay $11. So he pays $11. Then, as we're leaving, they go, okay, parents, you go outside while your kid retakes his test, you know, because we really wanted to pass this time. So, my kid had to, in front of hundreds of different people, the DMV, and I didn't embarrass him. I'm usually the one that embarrasses him. But you know what? He passed. He took that poop seriously. So then I took him driving. The video is up on my Instagram and Facebook. And he did a damn good job. Of course, I was yelling at him the whole time, and I was distracting him, and I was talking to him, and I tried to put on the music. But I figured if he could learn how to drive distracted, that he could do very well when it's quiet and Mug is not in the car. So, very busy weekend, but I still missed you guys. I missed you a lot. All right, we got to talk about the Supreme Court. We got to talk about a man who's getting a divorce because the pharmacy told his wife he takes Viagra. A lot coming up. 1-877-DR-DELLY. Don't go in. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando Español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Back to the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So a man is suing CVS Pharmacy. I'm not sure if you guys heard about this. After the wife discovers a Viagra prescription. Now, the guy's from New York, and he claims that a CVS pharmacist violated his privacy by discussing his Viagra prescription with his wife. This allegedly led to the breakdown of his marriage. Michael Feinberg of Long Island said that he explained to the pharmacist they would pay out of pocket for the pills rather than put it through insurance. According to the New York Post, he claims that a few days later, his wife had called the CVS pharmacy to discuss her own prescription. And the pharmacist then brought up the husband's Viagra prescription. Thus, the wife finds it out. Mr. Feinberg alleges that in doing so, the pharmacist, quote, without solicitation, improperly informed his wife that his prescription for Viagra was not being covered by insurance. This violates the privacy protected under HIPAA. He said his wife was not entitled to know about his prescription and said the ordeal has caused a breakdown of his marriage and caused genuine severe mental injury and emotional harm. He's cheating on his wife, and it's CVS's fault. Spokesman for the news outlet said CVS places the highest priority on protecting the privacy of those we serve. Feinberg has now filed his lawsuit with Nassau Supreme Court. He has a case. The guy is an idiot and a piece of work, but he has a case. Now, this is where this gets tricky. I mean, you know, I was very, very rarely put in the position where I suspected one patient was cheating on the spouse. And the spouse is my patient too. And when somebody cheats, I'm not responsible for the marriage. I'm not responsible for them feeling they're duped or cuckolded or whatever. That's not where I have any responsibility. But I do have a responsibility if I think somebody is at risk for a communicable disease. So I found myself very conflicted on not violating the husband's privacy, but also making sure she doesn't have a deadly disease. And so how I would do this, because again, with HIPAA, though that's huge. You cannot violate HIPAA. You cannot violate somebody's privacy. Even if you disagree with what they're doing ethically or religiously or whatever, you can't violate the privacy. So what I started to do instead, and I know some patients found this odd, is I would offer STD testing to everybody. Not just the wife that I thought got cheated on. But I would just start saying, would you like an STD test? HIV, hepatitis, I'm offering that as a part of the physical. Will insurance pay? I'm not sure. But if you are ever concerned about any STD status, I could add that to your labs that you're doing today for your cholesterol or your thyroid or your blood sugar. And luckily, a lot of them thought that was a good idea. This way, I didn't give any inclination that I thought that I thought somebody was being cheated on. I didn't violate anybody's privacy. And I treated everybody the same. I'm not going to treat one woman different over another. I'm not going to treat one man different over another. I'm going to treat everybody the same, and I will offer the testing. So I just started to do that. Would you like STD testing? It's a good idea. You know, you never know if something happened before the marriage, you know, just, that stayed with you. If you haven't been tested, you know, not a bad idea. I get my testing done, and that's very, very honest. Now, some people could say, "Oh man, she ran up a lot of bills." Well, most STD testing is covered by the insurance, and I'm not making the money; that goes to the lab. But I didn't know what else to do, based on all the infidelity that I suspected was going on. And then eventually, they might show a positive for an STD, etc. And you know, at least I didn't violate anybody's privacy, and I saved those. I felt like I protected the patients as well. That's some tricky stuff. Now, I'm not sure what's happening in different state courts, but if somebody is cheating on somebody else, that other person is at risk. So who comes first? The privacy of the original person or the health of the other? Now, I don't think CVS did this on purpose. CVS assumed that married couples share everything. My husband picks up my prescriptions. Honey, can you pick up my Vagifem? It's vaginal estrogen. Yeah, sure, honey, I'll go do that. The pharmacy gives it to him. When I had surgery and they gave me a narcotic and they gave me ibuprofen for the surgery, he picked it up. Spouses and family members can pick up your prescriptions. I think there should be some documentation of a proxy. I wonder how many people steal their loved one's prescriptions. But I was in no condition to go to the pharmacy post-op. So, hubby went to pick up my prescriptions. And luckily, they gave it to him. And so, there's a lot of spousal, shall we say, shared knowledge when it comes to medical. But I learned as a doctor that just because a spouse comes into the room doesn't mean the first spouse wants me to say certain things, wants me to talk about their cholesterol, wants me to talk about their diabetes, etc. And it's a different world, you know? I mean, my mom and dad knew everything. Well, except my dad gambled a lot, so he kind of kept to that stuff. Everybody keeps secrets. But my husband and I, they know everything. In fact, Corey, I'm like, please come to the gynecologist with me. He's like, I don't want to. Yeah, but I want you to know everything, and I don't want to be... He's like, I don't want to know that stuff, please. No, just leave me alone. I did not want to go to the doctor with you. So I'm like, okay. So, I come from an era, and I... Currently, in my marriage, we just kind of share everything. I mean, I don't care if he... But when somebody cheats and requires Viagra for that... You think that there's not going to be a trail, a paper trail of that? So here is a pharmacy getting sued because they spoke to the wife about hubby's prescription. Can't do that. And the pharmacist should have known better. Now, does paying for cash keep things out of the computer? No. It used to. Not anymore. Something gets run through the insurance, yeah. There's a way that your wife could find out or your husband could find out. Absolutely. But paying cash for something, the pharmacy still keeps a record. The doctor keeps a record. So if wife picks up medical records, it's in there. And you can bet your butt, if your wife loves you, she's going to look at the medical records. I'm going to check my husband's liver, check his kidney results, check his cholesterol results. Yeah, I'm going to look at my husband's chart. Not because I don't trust him, but I'm going to look. And if I saw a prescription for Viagra on my husband's chart, yeah, I'd get suspicious. Now, the husband could have lied. He could have said, you know, but when I read this, I'm like, well, you could have told the wife, oh, no. I take it for you. But my guess is they're not sleeping together. So if he's taking Viagra and they haven't slept together in months, she knows he's cheating. There's a lot of infidelity out there. It's really, really sad. And, we've talked about this. You know, why did it cause a mental anguish to go through a divorce when he was obviously cheating on her and checking out of the marriage? Because there's a lot of people out there that really, really love their wives or husbands. And they really want the marriage to work and they really want to stay in the marriage. They just want to have fun. They just want to have their playtime. And you get in trouble for cheating, the courts don't look really kindly on you. So I thought that was pretty fascinating. Scary, though. All right. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. When we come back, we're going to be talking about the Supreme Court has ruled in favor of the Colorado baker in the same-sex wedding cake case. As you remember, there was a baker in Colorado who refused to bake a cake to celebrate the marriage of a same-sex couple because of religious objection. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
USA Radio News.
U.S. allies are criticizing the Trump administration over its latest round of tariffs ahead of the G7 summit. Farmers are among the hardest being hit so far. Ron Heck is a soybean farmer in Iowa. He says things are going well right now, but the Chinese could change their buying habits.
But if they would shift their purchases in during their normal purchasing time from the U.S., which is starting in September, that could be a problem for us, and that's when we might feel the price impact.
The Supreme Court cited by a 7-2 margin today that a Christian baker's religious liberty was violated when Colorado's Civil Rights Commission penalized him for refusing to bake a wedding cake for a same-sex couple. Jack Phillips is a man who would not bake that cake. He explains the toll this has taken on him and his business.
It has resulted in 5 years of court battle, 40% loss of my business, losing half my staff, and even death threats to me and my family.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So, the Supreme Court did rule in favor of a Colorado baker who refused to bake a cake to celebrate the marriage of a same-sex couple because of religious objection. This has been a very famous case. And the ruling was actually 7-2. The court held that the Colorado Civil Rights Commission showed hostility towards the baker based on his religious beliefs. So the ruling was a win for Baker Jack Phillips. He cited his beliefs as a Christian. But this does leave a lot of question on religious liberty versus civil liberty. However, Steve Valdek, CNN Supreme Court analyst, says today's decision is remarkably, quote, narrow. He says, and leaves for another day virtually all of the major constitutional questions that this case presented. But I'm not surprised that it went this way, because how do you force somebody to do something make an action that is against their beliefs. It's like, how do you force a doctor to perform an abortion? You can't. And so telling somebody or, you know, that they got to make a cake that they don't want to, or put something on a cake that they don't want to, you know, I just figured that the Supreme Court would allow, you know, people to have the right to refuse service or to choose what they wanted to do. Like, for example, I'm Jewish. If there was a baker who refused to make a bar mitzvah cake or put a Magen David or a Jewish star on there, I'm not going to sue him. I'm just not going to go. Maybe I'll put up a Yelp review. Maybe I'll tell other, you know, Jewish people, look, they don't like making those cakes, so you're going to have to find another baker. Don't waste your time calling them. I might do that. Maybe I'll badmouth them. But I'm not going to sue. If they don't feel comfortable with my religion, I don't want them to make my cake. You see what I mean? They don't get my business. Period. So this makes sense. They say the ruling, written by Justice Anthony Kennedy, held that members of the Colorado Civil Rights Commission showed animus towards Phillips, specifically when they suggested his claims of religious freedom was made to justify discrimination. So they say the opinion, they say the case was one of the most anticipated rulings of the term and was considered by some as a follow-up from the court's decision 3 years ago to clear the way for same-sex marriage nationwide. They say our society has come to the recognition that gay persons and gay couples cannot be treated as social outcasts or as inferior in dignity and worth. Now, there's going to be a lot more that you'll hear about this. Ruth Ginsburg and Sonia Sotomayor were both the ones who dissented. And they argued that when a couple contacts a bakery for a wedding cake, the product they are seeking is a cake celebrating their wedding, not a cake celebrating heterosexual weddings or same-sex weddings. And that is a service the couple was denied. Now, they make a point there, too. You know, the baker isn't performing the wedding ceremony. The baker isn't engaging in homosexual sex, if that's something they're against. The baker is just making a cake and decorating the cake. But why this went to the Supreme Court is, I think, a symptom of something really, really deeper going on, where we have movements that are really conflicting with each other, and we may never meet on common ground. You know, religious freedom versus civil rights. Well, what's the definition of religious freedom? Well, religious freedom is if you want to practice your religion, you could do so without feeling you're being attacked, without you losing your business, without you being ridiculed, publicly humiliated, sued, attacked in any way. Okay? But somebody could say, yeah, but decorating a cake has nothing to do with you practicing your religion. Civil rights. Civil rights means you are treated as a person. You're treated just as if anybody else would be treated. And you have a right to be who you are on this great country. But somebody could say, look, if they don't like to do those cakes, then you go somewhere else. You could go and get a cake elsewhere. People have a right to refuse service to anybody. No shirt, no shoes, no service. You're not a paying customer. You have to leave. You can't use our bathroom. So companies have done that all the time. And simply because they say, well, no, wait a second. You're discriminating against me because I have a bladder issue. I have a disability. Well, you're discriminating against me because I'm poor. So you see where the conflict lies. Now, this baker, Mr. Phillips, opened the bakery back in 1993. He said he knew that there were going to be certain cakes he would decline to make. A lot of bakers are asked to make bachelorette party cakes with genitalia on them. And some bakers will say, no, I'm not doing that. And you have a right. They're not going to get sued. Okay? I want a swastika on my cake. Nope, not doing it. They aren't going to get sued. So you do have, in the bakery profession, the choice of, I don't want a swastika in case I'm pretending to be an idiot that does. It is not a new concept of bakers saying, I don't put that on a cake. And that's why this became such an infamous case. Two people, couple, want to get married. They fell in love. They want to get a cake. And they were told no. In this day and age, it's shocking. So I see the passionate sides on both. I do. So he said, I didn't want to use my artistic talents to create something that went against my Christian faith. In 2012, David Mullins and Charlie Craig asked Phillips to bake a cake, celebrating the planned wedding, which would be performed in another state. Phillips said he couldn't create the product. He says, the Bible says, in the beginning, there was male and female. He offered to make any other baked goods for the men, at which they both stormed out and left. So, Mullins and Craig filed a complaint with the Colorado Civil Rights Commission, which ruled in their favor, citing an anti-discrimination law. Phillips took his case to the Colorado Court of Appeals, arguing that requiring him to provide a wedding cake for the couple violated his constitutional right of freedom of speech and free exercise of religion. So the court held that the state anti-discrimination law was neutral and generally applicable and did not compel Phillips' Masterpiece Cake Shop to support or endorse any particular religious views. So, where do we go from here? I have friends who are celebrating their 24th wedding anniversary. Two men who I love to death. They're brothers to me. And I love the fact that in this day and age, they don't have to hide. They don't have to force being in a heterosexual relationship that they don't want to be in. That they could be together. They could be monogamous. And they could, share their lives together. But we're also in a state in society where if you have certain beliefs or have certain leanings, you can get destroyed from a PR or legal standpoint if it doesn't follow the left. And I think that hurts the gay cause. I think it hurts the cause for LGBTQ. I mean, the majority of people, if you are, I don't want to use the word bigoted, but if you are not as open to their lifestyle, then tack with you. But you don't get our business. I mean, move on. But unfortunately with this case went too far. And, the LGBTQ community is a strong one. Somebody may go out of business just because they're not going to have the consumers or the customers and enough of them. So it didn't have to go to the Supreme Court. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you
ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. A renowned Texas heart transplant program has had to suspend operations after patient deaths. This is being reported by Fox News. They have suspended all medical procedures in its heart transplant program following the deaths of three patients and the departure of several senior physicians. Baylor St. Luke's Medical Center said Friday that the transplant program will be inactive for the next 2 weeks as administrators assess what has gone awry. The decision follows a series of joint reports by the Houston Chronicle and ProPublica revealing an unusually high number of patient deaths in recent years. The program's inactive status means it is going to turn away all donor hearts during the suspension. Now, according to Doug Lawson, CEO of Catholic Health Initiatives Texas Division, they own St. Luke's, They said, although extensive reviews are conducted on each unsuccessful transplant, the recent patient outcomes deserve an in-depth review before we move forward with the program. They say this decision punctuates a dramatic fall for one of the nation's most respected heart transplant programs. It was at St. Luke's that the surgeon Denton Cooley had performed some of the world's first heart transplants back in the 1960s. Now, staffers have raised concerns to hospital leaders under the program's direction of Dr. Jeffrey Morgan. He was the surgical director since 2016. And some St. Luke's cardiologists had grown so troubled that they referred patients to other hospitals for transplants. So there's something going on there. Officials at St. Luke's and its affiliated Baylor College of Medicine have defended the program for weeks, saying they made improvements after a string of patient deaths. Officials say the program's one-year survival rate after heart transplants had reached 94%. But nine of the patients who had received heart transplant at St. Luke's since the start of this year, three have died, so that's 30%. 33%. Those are according to interviews from patients' family members. So James Lee Lewis, a 52-year-old pipe fitter from Bay City, Texas, had received a transplant on January 2nd. They say operating room equipment malfunctioned during surgery, and the donor heart failed. He died 3 months later after undergoing more than a dozen operations and following and suffering numerous complications. So, that's a mess up. And they're doing the right thing to stall or halt any more of these procedures. Now, I know that scares you. I hate these stories that scare people. And I got another one, so I got to go easy on you guys. That's okay. We'll come up with happy news soon. But, management is just as crucial and integral to the success of a medical center or hospital than a doctor's skill. A doctor can transplant a heart, blindfolded sometimes. He's damn good. But if that heart wasn't stored properly, if there was delay in time between transplant, if there was issues with equipment, if the operating room was understaffed, if there was an issue with the anesthesiologist, if there was an issue with nosocomial infections or getting a wound infection when you're in the hospital, wound or pneumonia or et cetera, if there's an issue with rehab, if there is an issue with having cardiac rehab and post-discharge care, that heart transplant is going to fail, no matter how good the doctor is, or the nurse, or the anesthesiologist. And so when we look at care such as this, it takes a concerted effort. And unfortunately, there's a lot of people out there that are underappreciated in the hospital. The pharmacists aren't appreciated as well. The occupational therapists, physical therapists, social workers, nutritionists, all the credit goes to the doctor. The nurses, hospital administrator, there's a lot of coordination. There's stuff that has to be done. Internally, we know these people are damn good. But the patient just goes, all right, the doctor organized that. Any of you that have ever had physical therapy or occupational therapy know that those people are gods, with what they could do. So having a heart transplant isn't as simple as you think. I know people are like, we don't think it's simple. No, you don't understand. However difficult you think it is, multiply that by 200,000. And three people dying from a heart transplant may not seem that much. Heart transplants are scary procedures. People reject transplants all the time. But for this many to happen in so short a time, let's halt, take a look, see what's going on, see if there's anything that could be fixed and improved, and move on. Now, it doesn't mean that hospital is a bad hospital. It doesn't mean that hospital can't do heart transplants later. It doesn't mean that it's the only one. But I think a hospital that stops everything and says, we are going to investigate, we are going to reevaluate, and then we are going to relaunch an opening is, I think, a better hospital for doing that than somebody else. It's like, all right, well, we got an issue. All right, well, let's not tell anybody. Let's not make any noise about it. All right, nobody close down. We still need to make money. We still need to pay the bills. That hospital would be on my crap list. So somebody like these guys that are like, okay, can we figure out what's going on? Maybe we need to fire somebody. Maybe we need to bring in a new team. Maybe we need to, you know, that needs to be done. And for those of you that think that medical professionals don't have checks and balances, that a doctor can be, you know, running the helm and unchecked and able to dictatorially do things, no, it doesn't work that way. Hospitals have boards, there's committees, there's human resources, there's, you know, anybody is able to be replaced. I mean, look at what happens with these universities and presidents of universities be let go or reassigned or, all right? I mean, it doesn't matter if you are the highest one there. I mean, look what happened to Steve Wynn years ago with his properties and his board. So, for those of you watching Empire, you see that happen on Empire. So, I have to say what St. Luke's is doing is good in terms of closing down for 14 days their transplant program and figuring out what's going on. All right, now, in my old neck of the woods, there's been a string of shootings in Arizona. And a forensic pathologist who actually did work on the JonBenet Ramsey case has, I guess, been looking at a variety of different killings. There were gunshots on Thursday in the middle of a workday. And witnesses heard an argument for the gunshots, saw a man with a round face and black cap flee the scene, and unfortunately killed a man named Stephen Pitt. Less than 24 hours later, a paralegal stepped out of a small family law office, walked to the curb, flagged down a passing party bus driver for help, I guess. She had a gunshot wound to her head. She was taken to the hospital, and there was another paralegal shot inside the office. Valeria Sharp and Laura Anderson both died. Same time that day, a person walked into an office building. Okay? And I guess another shooting happened. And so over the 3 days, four people have been shot, killed in three different spots along the spine of Scottsdale, Arizona. And it seems like a lot of them have to do with life coaching or family law. The fourth person was Marsha Levine, a psychologist, counselor, and life coach. And these were all during the day. So, unfortunately, the killer is still on the loose. 1-877-DEATH-VALLEY.
I'm Chris Walls, and I'm a truck driver from Missouri. For 13 hours a night, I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago, and since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. I actually don't even think about food. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that that went away, and I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on the radio ad, does it attacks belly fat? Well, let me tell you, it did. The second month is where I saw a drastic change in the size of my stomach. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435, 888-400-0435.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.